Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of systemic review and meta-analysis found under the statistics section at medbullets.com. Systemic reviews synthesize previous studies to produce more precise and generalizable data. Synthesized studies can be interventional or observational. Meta-analysis is the statistical procedure for combining numerical results from synthesized studies. A systemic review is a systematic and procedural method of collecting, evaluating, and synthesizing qualitative or quantitative literature to answer a question. Methods and selection criteria must be specified in advance. This may or may not include meta-analysis. A meta-analysis is a statistical method to combine data from multiple studies, and it includes a weighted average. Advantages of a meta-analysis include better precision than individual studies, improvement in generalizability of study findings, and it's considered to be the highest level of clinical evidence. Limitations of meta-analysis include quality of individual studies, bias of individual studies, which must be assessed and accounted for, and variability in study methods. Studies must be similar enough to be meaningfully combined. For example, meta-analysis may not be helpful for a study looking to compile evidence about the effects of reading on depression scores if the primary studies all focused on reading different genres. This would be more helpful to answer a specific question such as, how does reading fiction influence depression scores? Study heterogeneity occurs when variation in the effect size of included studies is greater than would be expected by pure chance. For example, one study demonstrates a massive treatment effect and another demonstrates a negligible one. This could be due to differences in participant characteristics. Treatment could have a larger impact in certain populations, and pulling the results without examining that possibility will obfuscate that. High heterogeneity could suggest absence of true effect, rendering pooled data meaningless. Meta-analyses are also subject to publication bias. The outcome and statistical significance of a study or experiment influences the likelihood of its publication. More papers with positive results are published despite similar quality. When present, sampled publications are not a true representation of gathered evidence. This may lead to an increase in false conclusions. Next, we will discuss funnel plots. These evaluate for the presence of publication bias. It's used in systemic reviews and meta-analyses. They plot precision versus results measure of included studies. This should take on a funnel shape. Studies with high precision should fall near the average result measure, and studies with low precision should fall scattered on either side of the average result. Deviation from the funnel shape indicates publication bias. Next, we will discuss a forest plot. This is used in systemic reviews and meta-analyses to visually display results from individual studies. The vertical line of null effect at the point on the horizontal axis represents no association between exposure and outcome. Positive and negative result measures of included studies are plotted as boxes or shapes on either side of the line. The relative size of the shape indicates the relative size of the study. A 95% confidence interval is plotted as a line extending horizontally from each point. Any confidence interval crossing the vertical line indicates the results are statistically insignificant. Combined point estimate and confidence intervals are represented by a diamond. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to systemic review and meta-analysis, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. Your colleague has been reading the literature on beta-carotene supplementation and the risk of heart disease. She thinks they may share a clinically relevant association and would like to submit an editorial to a top journal. Upon final literature review, she discovers a newly published study that refutes any association between beta-carotene and heart disease. Your colleague is upset, and you suggest that she instead mathematically pull the results from all the studies on this topic and publish the findings. What type of study design are you recommending to your colleague? Choice 1, randomized control trial. Choice 2, systematic review. Choice 3, case cohort study. Choice 4, meta-analysis. Choice 5, cross-sectional study. The correct answer is choice 4, meta-analysis. You are suggesting that your colleague write a meta-analysis, which involves mathematically pooling data from multiple studies. A meta-analysis takes individual studies, weighs them by sample size, and pools the results. This allows for the detection of a statistically significant difference with a smaller effect size. Additionally, a meta-analysis can give better insight into the magnitude of the association between clinical variables. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. An RCT is a single study which incorporates the impact of an intervention on two randomized separate groups. Choice 2. Meta-analysis is a subtype of a systematic review. The use of quantitative statistics in a meta-analysis is a specific distinction, making answer choice 4 correct. Choice 3. A case cohort study takes cases from a prospective cohort study and compares them to a sub-cohort of non-cases. This sub-cohort is randomly identified before cases develop. Choice 5. A cross-sectional study looks at exposures and outcomes at one specific point in time. This study design can tell you prevalence, not incidence, of disease. That's all for this review about systematic review and meta-analysis. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.